White.
I like ghosts.
And what would you call a house where ghosts live?
I'd call that a haunted house.
Okay. If a man owned, say, 500 acres or 1,000 acres or just some indefinite amount, you might say that's a what of land? That sure is a...
Call that an estate?
Do you have, would you ever say a right smart of anything?
I've heard it. I've never used it.
Okay. Do you use sir and ma'am at all in addressing people and how?
Ma'am? Yes.
To mean what?
And sir?
To whom would you say it?
I'd say a more or less stranger that commercially polite. Not ma'am, but sir.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody called on the phone, I'd say yes, ma'am.
Okay. If something a little bit shocking was reported to you, you might say, why the very...
Audacity?
It's a four-letter word beginning with I. Why the very...
Idea.
Mm-hmm. And if you had enjoyed a person's visit, you might say, I hope you'll come...
Back.
Come back.
See me.
A word beginning with A. Come back
again.
And what do you say on December the 25th as a greeting?
Merry Christmas.
Anything else?
I mean, all day long?
Or the first thing on Christmas morning.
Oh. Christmas gift.
What does that mean?
Do it, and I want one from you.
Does it mean you really get a gift if you say
you don't always get it, but that's what it means.
Okay. Then on the 1st of January, you say?
Happy New Year.
Okay. And if you were thanking somebody, you might say, I'm much...
Much obliged.
Okay. I have to go downtown today to do something.
Shopping.
Okay. And if you bought something, the storekeeper might take a piece of paper and...
Wrap it.
Okay. So in the past, he...
Bundled it?
Using the same word. In the past,
wrapped it.
Okay, and when you got it home, you...
Unwrapped.
And if he had to sell it for less than he paid, you'd say he sold it...
Below cost.
Or at a...
At a loss.
And if you admire something but you haven't got enough money, you'd say, I like it, but it...
A little too expensive.
Or another way of saying that, it blanked too much.
It cost too much.
On the 1st of the month, the bill is...
Due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
Okay. If you haven't any money, you go to a friend and say, may I
borrow?
And if a banker was refusing a loan, he might say, money is...
I could write it, but I don't...
Too tight.
What's another expression? Not expression, another word. Or if there were not any deer left in the country, you'd say the game is getting very...
Scarce.
Would child run down the springboard and do what?
Dive.
Okay, yesterday he...
Dove in.
And he has...
Dived in.
Which is it?
I'd say dived.
Okay, and he has...
Dived.
I say dive too, but I think a lot of people say dive. If you dived in and you hit flats, you'd call that a what?
Belly buster.
Okay, and if you... this is on the ground. If you put your head down and then roll over, that's a what?
Tomasaw.
All right. And to get across the river, you would dive in and...
Swim.
And yesterday he...
Swam.
And he has.
Swam is correct, but I don't think I use it too much.
What would you say then?
Swam.
Okay. Are you familiar with a custom of when you buy something or when you pay your bill, the storekeeper might give you a little something extra and he'd say, here, this is for...
Appreciation.
Well, did you ever hear the word lanyap?
Yep, she used it all the time. Extra. Something extra.
Do you use it?